And now let's talk about an anniversary that always leaves your heart in your throat. Ceremonies are taking place now across the country, commemorating victims of the 9/11 attacks. This morning, we're going to hear about two of those victims, Sean Rooney and Karen Judé. Both worked at the World Trade Center. Both were remembered at StoryCorps. First, here's Sean Rooney's widow, the late Beverly Eckert.
Sean had warm brown eyes and dark curly hair. And we met when we were only 16 at a high school dance. When he died, we were 50. It was about 9:30 a.m. when he called, and he told me he was on the 105th floor, and he'd been trying to find a way out. I think about that last half hour with Sean all the time. I didn't want that day to end, terrible as it was. I didn't want to go to sleep, because as long as I was awake, it was still a day that I'd shared with Sean. You know, and he kissed me goodbye before leaving for work. I could still say that was just a little while ago. That was only this morning. And I just think of myself as living life for both of us now.
Every morning, Karen would drive with me to my office, and then she'd take the subway from my office one stop to the Trade Center. I worked in Brooklyn, so my window, I could see the Twin Towers. So I'm doing some work, and one of my workers comes in and says, Richie, I just heard that the Trade Center got hit with a plane. I turn around, and I see the building burning. I took my office chair, and I threw it at my window. So they brought the nurse up. She gives me a bottle of water. I have the bottle of water, and my hand is trembling so much that it's splashing all over me. I couldn't even hold the bottle in my hand. I miss her eyes. Her eyes sparkled to me. One day they were blue, next day they were green, depending on how the light hit them. Karen, I'll always be in love with you, and I will see you again. I will do enough good to make it up there.
Richard Peccarella, remembering his fiancée, Karen Judé, at StoryCorps.